Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Lindsay Pumpa, who is a designer with TUI Lifestyle. Lindsay, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Good to be with you. So we're in Miami at a beautiful $900,000 condo that's overlooking Biscayne Bay, and we're at the HGTV Urban Oasis, and you were the designer on that, right?
I was. Lucky for me.
All right. Give us a little background on you, if you would, just so our audience knows who you are.
I am Lindsay Pumpa. I went to school at Florida State University, graduated there in 2008, moved to Miami, been here ever since, and I have been with the same firm since I graduated, TUI Lifestyle.
And this is your first HGTV participation?
Yes, my first time.
And how did you get picked for this?
My boss had known somebody at the network. They sat down, talked. They were talking more about the developer side to figure out which building they wanted to go to and how to get this whole process started. And then he had made mention of me and set me up with an interview. And from that point on, it was just, you know, interview here, interview there, meet a couple people. And then they told me a couple weeks later that I had gotten the job.
Okay, great. Now, we're in a 1,700 square foot unit on the 20th floor. Do you have a lot of experience doing these type of units?
Oh, yeah. My firm specializes in second home buyers, so we get a lot of the Europeans and the South Americans coming over to buy in high-rises as vacation homes. So I would say it's about 80% of what I do is condos and high-rises.
All right, and talk a little bit about your involvement and how you picked the finishes and kind of what your theme was here.
Well, they chose me as the lead designer, so it was kind of carte blanche. You know, they told me they wanted to look Miami, which obviously I'm from Miami, so I have a great sense of that style here. So, and then the other thing that they expressed was that they wanted a modern home. So if you see a lot of the finishes and a lot of the furniture, it is very much so modern. But when it came time to, I wanted to mix it up a little bit, make sure it wasn't so cliche modern with the white glass and all that stuff. So you'll see in the flooring and some of the artwork and stuff, I really went for natural edge and tried to make that modern furniture pop.
Now, in this design, as far as the blueprint where the bathrooms and closets, all that was already set and you just did the finishes, or did you do the whole design?
Yes, the walls were already set. What we basically did was gut the unit. So we ripped out the flooring, ripped out the kitchens, ripped out the bathrooms, all existing cabinetry, water closets, all that stuff got removed. So it was basically a designer-ready shell, concrete, nothing on the walls. And from that point on, it was, we've got some sponsors, we have, and then, or your choice, just kind of make us proud. So.
One of the reasons I'm here is obviously the flooring is a Mullican flooring, and you've picked a kind of a gray weathered look. Talk about that if you would.
It is Castilian oak. It is, the color I believe is driftwood, and it's a whisker treated gray oak kind of looking wood, and I fell in love with it. I mean, like I said, I wanted something different from the typical floor that they put down with modern furniture, and I really wanted to not only contrast in color but contrast in style. So it's got this natural element to it. And it's, you know, like I said, it's driftwoody looking. So the color itself is dark gray. So that against the white furniture, I think, made the color pop. And then the feel is completely opposite of that typical smooth marble that you see with modern furniture. So I think it did a great job contrasting with everything we put in here.
You know, our audience is flooring focused. Mm-hmm. So I guess a designer can either go with a neutral and have it be the background, or you can go with it being the accent. And I believe you've gone with the accent here, haven't you?
I have. I mean, it's a completely dark floor, so, and it's all white furniture in here. I don't know how much more you can make a floor pop than putting all white furniture on top of it. So it's definitely an accent, and it also brings in the color palette that we had to use with Sherwin-Williams. So it was a perfect tie-in.
All right, so in all of your designs, just one more question about flooring. Mm-hmm. What role does flooring normally play with you? Is that something you pick first? Talk about how you use flooring in your overall designs.
I feel like a lot of time, you know, flooring is overlooked and people don't understand how much it can actually be a design element. They instantly think 24 by 24 tile, throw it down and they're done with it. And I think when you play with the lay of tile, the cut of it, if it's chevron, if it's stack lay, and if you just change it up, it can play a really big role in design, whether it be the color, the texture, the finish. So I really wanted to make sure that it did play a role in our design. So you can see it's seamless throughout the entire unit. I didn't switch up, you know, bathroom tiles. It's seamless, and it follows the line of the original hallway, and it takes your eye right out the floor. So it was a really strategic thing that we did when we decided to use our floor, and I think a lot of people need to think about that when they choose their flooring.
Okay. One last question. So this unit will actually be given away, right?
Correct. There's a sweepstakes. I believe the online tour starts at hgtv.com tomorrow. And then from that point, I believe it airs a couple weeks later, and then you can register to win the unit in the sweepstakes.
So they'll give it away this fall. Is that right?
I believe, yes, fall, winter.
Okay, great. Well, it's good to visit with you. Again, we've been talking to Lindsay Pumpa, who is with TUI Lifestyle and the designer of the HGTV Urban Oasis in Miami. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.